Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, my friends, it's time for story time in the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And today's story is entitled, The Loneliness of the Headless Radio Host. And today I wish to share with you a story about an event that I believe has relevance to every thoughtful person on Earth. This event took place in 1999 in Moscow, Russia, and is the altogether crazy story of someone's head spontaneously exploding. Doctors who investigated this situation blame a rare electrical imbalance in the brain for the bizarre death of a Russian chess player whose head literally exploded in the middle of a championship game. No one else was hurt in the fatal explosion, but four players and three officials at the Moscow Candidate Masters Chess Championships were sprayed with blood and brain matter when Nikolai Titov's head suddenly blew apart. Experts say he suffered from a condition called hypercerebral electrosis, or HCE. So this is hypercerebral electrosis, HCE. He was in deep concentration with his eyes focused on the board, said Titov's opponent, Vladimir Dobrynin. And suddenly his hands flew to his temples and he screamed in pain. Then, as if someone had put a bomb in his cranium, his head popped like a firecracker. Incredibly, Titov's case is not the first in which a person's head has spontaneously exploded. Five people are known to have died of HCE in the last 25 years, and I kid you not, this is all true, my friends. There are no lies on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. HCE is an extremely rare physical imbalance, said Dr. Anatoly Martynenko, who is a famed neurologist, an expert on the human brain, and the guy who performed the autopsy on this brilliant chess expert whose brain exploded. It is a condition in which the circuits of the brain become overloaded by the body's own electricity. These cranial explosions happen during periods of intense mental activity when electrical current is surging through the brain. Victims are usually very intense people, very intelligent people. They have great powers of concentration. And yes, Mr. Titov was an intense man. He tended to keep his cerebral circuits overloaded. And he was clearly, literally, too smart for his own good. Now, Dr. Martynenko says that there are probably many undiagnosed cases, but he hastens to add that very few people will die of HCE. Lots of us have this condition. We never know it. And in the meantime, he urges people to take it easy and not to think too hard for long periods of time. Now, I don't know about you, my friends, but the stress circuits in my brain feel like they are overloaded every day. They are overloaded by Marty the Mole and his family digging up my garden. They are overloaded by the mice who crawl into my truck's ventilation system and die there, leaving me to inhale the disgusting vapor of their rotting corpses. My mind is overloaded by the so-called cute bunnies who savage my tender vegetables, and by the deer who outstrip the foliage from my favorite plants, and by the irrepressible mountain beavers who are eroding my hillside. And so, yes, I get angry and I get pissed off, and I get outraged and I get exasperated by these little creatures every day. These environmental invaders. My frustrations begin in the morning, and by the end of the day, yes, I often feel that my head is about to explode. So when I read this story, I took a serious personal interest. Could this be me? Am I too a candidate for exploding cranium disease? Now, luckily, Dr. Martinenko has provided a simple checklist called How to Tell If Your Brain is About to Explode. And he says, he gives you five questions, and if you answer yes to any three of these questions, it could mean you have hypercerebral electrosis and that you are a candidate for cranial detonation. So I invite you to take this test with me. Let's see whose head is about to explode. Question one, does your head sometimes ache when you think too hard? Well, my head does. My head severely aches when I think about the moles digging miles of underground chambers that threaten the very foundations of Dandelion Farm. Each new molehill I see drags me further down into the pits of despairing brain overload. I am consumed by thoughts that millions of moles, unseen by the human eye, are working their way under my home, waiting for a signal from the great mole king to suck it into the center of the earth. And so, yes, my head aches when I think too hard about that. Question two, do you sometimes find yourself unable to get a thought out of your head? Well, I guess so. I honestly do obsess about the mice in my truck and how to convince them not to nest and die there. And I obsess about the rabbits who, when I confront them, casually look up at me and they gaze at me and then they mock me by running away before I can zap them with a squirt of long-distance bug spray. So yes, I do find myself unable to get thoughts out of my head. Do I get angry or frustrated and feel pressure in my temples? Well, yes, I have animosity-induced pain in my temples, not to mention resentment-induced pain in the neck and indignation-induced pain in the ass, which means perhaps that my whole body is going to explode, but I suppose we'll see. Question number four is a strange one. Do you overeat ice cream, donuts, and other sweets? Dr. Martinenko says that a craving for sugar is typical of people with too much electrical pressure in their cranium. So I'm in big trouble with question number four, too. And finally, with question number five, do you tend to analyze yourself too much? And I say yes, yes to that. That's all I do. I spend my days in morbid self-reflection, wondering what I did wrong, to have my idealistic dreams for a perfect landscape and robust leafy vegetables and a new car smell that lasts forever all go down the drain. What did I do? What did I do wrong? So I've taken Dr. Martinenko's five-part test, and it's clear to me as the nose on my face that any moment my brain may explode. I hope it does not happen during this show. As a precaution, I am placing a garbage can over my head, hoping to contain the inevitable shower of demolished brain parts. I am doing my best to spare all of you the inevitable messy cleanup of my brain, but I do not think I can contain the eruption itself. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.